Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to hear the story of a United States senator. You are going behind the scenes of political Washington, into the Senate chambers, the cloakrooms, the private offices, the meetings, secret and public. The locale, the background, are factual. Only the names and the stories are fictional. This is Freedom, USA. Starring Tyrone Power as the Senator of the United States and featuring the voice of America's distinguished news commentator and Washington authority, Edwin C. Hill. Freedom, USA, the story of your government today. In a moment, listen to Tyrone Power as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA. Freedom, USA, starring Tyrone Power as Senator Dean Edwards and featuring the voice of Edwin C. Hill.
This is Edwin C. Hill from our nation's capital. Ladies and gentlemen, where one of the top news stories concerns a group of lawmakers leaving today on a mission of more than ordinary importance. A junket to Europe and the Middle East. For what this group, headed by Senators Elmer Caraway and Dean Edwards, recommends upon its return will have much to do with the size of our foreign aid budget for the coming fiscal year. Even now at Washington's National Airport, they're ready to embark on the first leg of their journey.
Senator Edwards! Dean!
Oh, hi, Kincaid. Looks like you almost didn't make it.
My editor had me on a lost dog story on the other side of town. And then the traffic was... Well, never mind that. I need a quotable quote from the brilliant young Senator Edwards to tie a story onto. How about it, chum?
Sorry, Kincaid. I'm fresh out of quotes this morning.
Oh.
But I may have a really good yarn for you when I get back.
Such as?
I suppose you read that story yesterday about the murder of Carol Clementis, one of the leaders of the resistance behind the Iron Curtain.
Well, sure.
Well, I don't buy it.
What do you mean you don't buy it? Abernathy Brown wrote that story. He's the best reporter on Europe.
Well, I'm not questioning his ability or his integrity. Only the story can't be true as it stands.
What makes you so sure of yourself, Senator? Got a tip? Who...
I protect my sources of information, Kincaid, like any good reporter.
But you're a senator on the job.
I'm doing this on my own time and with my own money.
But you've got a tight itinerary.
I've got to go now, Kincaid. And incidentally, not a word about this until I get back.
Fine thing to tell a newspaper man. Give my best to Abernathy if you get there.
I will.
Happy landing, son.
Through the Middle East, then Greece and Italy and into France. It's been a hectic trip, inquiring and examining and observing. And now, nearing their trip's conclusion, the congressmen are relaxing for the first time at a reception being held for them at the American Embassy in Paris.
It's a pity you won't have more time to spend here, Senator Courtney. All you've seen of Paris is the inside of factories, airfields, and...
Mr. Consul.
Pardon me, Senator Courtney. I think someone...
Excuse me, Mr. Consul.
Senator Edwards, I was wondering if you were going to show up or if the temptations of this beautiful city had claimed you this evening.
I wouldn't blame you. Something else has claimed me. May I see you in private for a moment?
Oh, of course. Right in here, the drawing room. We won't be disturbed. Nothing serious, I hope, Senator?
A favor.
If it's in my power...
I want a special pass to get behind the Iron Curtain.
Now?
As quickly as possible.
It'll be rather difficult, Senator. May I ask why?
But something I've wanted to do since I first embarked on this trip. It's the murder of Carol Clementis.
Oh. Great pity.
There's a greater pity, sir. He was supposed to have been shot down by, quote, an hysterical woman.
He was a real leader, an inspiration, and the fight for freedom.
That's right. That's why this hysterical woman is pure fabrication.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Consul, her name is Ella Yonashek. Or was Ella Yonashek. Because according to the story, she was shot down by Clementis's bodyguard.
I don't understand, Senator.
She couldn't have murdered Clementis. She was on the same side.
But the affair was reported by an American newspaper man. If there was even a hint of anything wrong, I'd know about it.
I'd like to tell you a little story, Mr. Consul.
A story?
I know a man who was shot down over German-held territory during the war. He was on a special mission, traveling on the shuttle run between England and Russia. Broken collarbone and leg in enemy territory. Ella Yonashek found the man, fed him, nursed him back to health. She made arrangements for him to get back to England through the underground. There were dozens of American and Allied flyers she risked her neck for like that. Does that sound like the kind of woman who would kill Clementis?
You're a very persuasive man, Senator Edwards. I'd hate to be an opponent on the floor of the Senate.
What about the special pass?
All right, Senator. I'll do my best.
Thank you.
Senator.
Yes?
This man who was shot down, I guess the leg healed up okay?
Oh, yes.
On you, it looks good. Good luck, Senator.
Senator Edwards?
Yes.
Welcome to our city, Senator Edwards. I am Commandant Picard.
How do you do?
Sit down, please.
Thank you.
We have permitted you a special visa to visit our country.
I'm grateful.
In the interests of truth.
Splendid.
The truth, Senator. The truth can never hurt, huh?
I'm interested only in the truth.
Good. Now you are free to do as you please here, Senator.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, Senator, certain conditions make it necessary for us to limit your stay.
Oh? How long?
24 hours.
24 hours from the time I landed, or now, Commandant? I've spent more than 2 hours right here in this building waiting to see you.
There is a plane leaving for Paris tomorrow afternoon at 12:30. You are at liberty until then.
An American.
Now, how could you tell?
The well-tailored suit, the way you notch your tie, the firm step, the clear eye. All right. Now you can sit down.
Thank you, Abernathy Brown.
How did you know? Don't tell me. There's only one person in the world who calls me by my given name.
Kincaid.
Kincaid. A good woman with a typewriter. You must come from Washington. How is she?
Fine, fine. She told me to send her regards.
Wait a minute. Your face is familiar. Dean Edwards. Senator Edwards. Now I am surprised. What are you doing here?
I want to get the truth on the Clementis story.
The truth? You think there was something phony?
I knew Ella Yonashek. I know there was something phony.
They're clean. The commies, I mean. No trickery, no forgery, nothing.
Ella couldn't have done it.
I wouldn't have thought so either. I knew her too. But she did. She shot him.
You're positive enough anyway. I guess you can't help me then.
If you're looking for something that doesn't exist, I can't.
Can I get a taxi downstairs?
Sure. But you better know where you're going with the new street names. Lenin Street, Molotov Avenue, Stalin Drive.
I'll find it. Thanks, Brown.
Sure. Good luck.
I don't need it. Ella Yonashek didn't kill Clementis. That's it. The one with the wooden steps and a handrail gone on this side. Thanks. Keep the change, driver.
Yes? What is it?
Anna.
Yes. Who are you?
Ah, that you don't recognize me, Anna. Dean Edwards.
Ever? I am sorry, my eyes, I cannot see.
Anna, you can't have forgotten Dean.
Your voice, it is you. Oh, so many times they have tried to trick me. But they cannot. Oh, they cannot.
Your eyes, Anna. What happened?
Oh, it's nothing. Come in, Dean. Come in. Dear Damson, here.
The same chair.
What are you doing here, Dean?
I want to know what happened with Ella. Oh,
not here, Dean.
What is it, Anna?
Not in this house. Do not mention her name.
I can't believe it. It isn't true. She didn't kill Clementis.
You think it's a plot they made, huh?
Yes.
She kissed him. She killed him.
How do you know?
50 times it was told me. I would not believe it, even as you do not believe it.
It's a trick.
Lisa, you remember Lisa?
Yes.
On Lenin Avenue, she works there, sewing. You speak to her.
Yes. Yes. If I don't see you again, bless you, Anna.
Dean.
Yes, Anna?
Why? Why did she do it, Dean? We loved her so. We loved her so.
She didn't, Anna. She didn't. You'll see.
Lisa is on the end machine in the second row.
Thank you.
Whatever time you take her away from her work, she must make off.
Lisa.
Dean.
It's so long a time. And you've grown up.
Oh, you look so healthy. You used to be so thin.
Back to my normal weight. I just saw Anna.
Oh, she...
Her eyes.
Yes.
What happened?
It was when the Germans were leaving.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's good to see you, Dean. You're married?
No.
Oh, the American women, they are not very smart.
You know why I'm here.
Ella Januszek?
Yes.
You want me to tell you?
Can you?
Yes, Dean, I can tell you. I was there.
Where?
In Farrell Clementi's house.
Did Ella kill him?
My father, we were trying to get him home from Russia.
And Ella?
I was in the study with Carol Clementis and some other men. We were talking about my father. Ella came in. She stood in the doorway and took a pistol out of her handbag and raised it. And Clementis stood up, his hand out. But it didn't stop the bullet.
You saw it.
I saw it, Dean.
Back to Tyrone Power, starring as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA, and the second act of our story.
Edwin C. Hill, ladies and gentlemen, a member of a group visiting the European continent to inspect defenses and get a first-hand view of conditions, Senator Dean Edwards has become concerned with the death of ex-Premier Clementis, symbol of resistance to those fighting for freedom behind the Iron Curtain. Senator Edwards obtained a 24-hour visa to try to disprove the news report that Clementis was murdered by a woman named Ella Janosek. Sometimes, when we believe in something with our hearts, it's difficult for the mind to readjust. And so it is with Senator Dean Edwards, even when he's faced with an eyewitness to the crime.
I don't believe it, Lisa.
She shot him twice. Her pistol jumped in her hand twice. And then she stood there, and one of the men rushed to the desk and opened the drawer, and Ella smiled. I'll never forget how she smiled, Dean. Waited. Waited, and I saw the man take a gun out of the desk. I wanted her to run. He was going to shoot. And she stood there.
He shot her.
As though she wanted him to shoot her. Smiling.
Did she say anything?
Not a word.
I see.
You're going back to America now?
I've got tonight here.
You will be very busy?
Not too busy to have dinner tonight with a little girl who's grown up so beautifully.
I finish my work here at 7.
I saw a place down the street.
Otto's.
7 o'clock?
3 minutes after 17.
Do you have the time, sir?
Huh? Oh, sure. It's 7:10. Don't I know you?
Do you, sir?
A mustache. You didn't wear one before, and your hair. Silver gray, but it was black. Andre.
The years take their toll, Dean.
Andre. I'm waiting for Lisa. We'll all have dinner together.
You will come with me, please.
Huh?
I have my hand in my pocket. In my pocket is a gun. Do not make a scene, please.
What is it? What's the matter?
Lisa will not be here.
Oh?
My car is around the corner. You will come with me?
All right, Andre. Things are a little different than they used to be, huh? When we were all together at Anna's. When you and Anna and Lisa and Ella...
Let us walk.
Of course, Andre.
It is pleasant here. You will be comfortable.
I'm sure.
You will not be restrained for long.
But I'll be restrained effectively. I noticed some men in the garden.
Guards.
You know my visa lapses.
Yes, the 12:30 plane tomorrow. You will be on it.
Word gets around.
There is not much we do not find out, Dean.
Isn't this Clementis's house?
Yes. This is our headquarters.
What hypocrisy that you should use it.
Hypocrisy?
Why are you making me a prisoner here? You know why I've come.
I do not wish to discuss it.
Why are you keeping me here until it's time for me to leave?
You must be hungry. I'll arrange for some food. It would be better if you rested, Dean. You will have a good dinner, and then perhaps you will sleep until morning.
Wait,
I'm sorry, Dean. Please, do not try to escape. They will shoot. They will shoot to kill.
Yes? Lisa, you...
I have brought you some supper.
Not the way we'd planned at Otto's restaurant, Lisa.
I'm sorry.
What is it, Lisa? Tell me the truth. Why is Andre keeping me prisoner here?
You will eat, Dean. It will make you feel better.
Like you feel, Lisa? Like Andre feels? Better? Better than what? Better than you felt and Andre felt when you were working for Liberty with Ella and Anna?
Yes. Please do not ask questions. I have told you the truth. What I have said to you is the truth.
Lisa! Lisa!
Please be calm, Dean.
Oh. What is it, Andre? You must have a reason.
Yes.
What is it?
We want you to leave.
Well, I'm going to leave tomorrow. Why?
We do not want anything disturbed here.
Traitors, all of you. Kill Clementis and kill Ella Janoshek and wipe out the underground. Sell out to them.
It would be logical for you to think this way.
It's the truth, isn't it?
What is important is the ideas we fight for, Dean. You do not understand, but what I am doing now is for the right. The right as I see it. The right as my conscience tells me. It is late. Soon it will be morning. You will go back to your country. I wish you happiness and strength and the clarity to keep fighting for the things you believe in.
Andre.
Good night, Dean.
Andre!
Good morning, Dean. Would you like some breakfast?
Andre, let me go.
Just a little while longer.
Let me go now. I've only an hour and a half before the plane. There's nothing I can do.
All right, Dean.
Thank you. Where is Lisa?
She left for work 3 hours ago.
I see.
Dean, I'll never see you again, Dean. God bless you.
I do not know where she is exactly.
I haven't much time.
She said her father was buried this morning.
Her father?
That is what she said. I never knew she had a father.
But did she say where?
In a cemetery, I guess. Where else do you get buried?
I've seen some strange places, madam. Lisa.
Oh.
Lisa, this isn't your father's grave.
Over there, on the other side.
You told me Clementis was arranging to have your father brought back from the labor camp in Russia.
Father, he died on the train coming back.
Why are you here at Ella's grave, Lisa?
Dean.
Putting flowers on it. She was a traitor, wasn't she?
I'm sorry. I must go.
Lisa, you're my last hope to find out the truth.
I told you the truth.
Perhaps you did, but not all of it. Lisa, did your father die or was he murdered?
Please.
The Russians couldn't have known about your father. That he was one of the most important men in the underground here, or they would never have let him live. But after they let him go, on the train back, he was murdered. Wasn't he, Lisa?
Dean, please.
Who knew he was coming? Did you?
No one knew.
No one but Clementis. He had to know because he arranged for your father to be able to come back. Isn't that so, Lisa? So it was Clementis who was responsible for your father's death. Oh, it's finally beginning to make sense. Ella did shoot Clementis, but it was Carol Clementis who had turned traitor, not Ella. That's the truth, isn't it?
You mustn't.
Mustn't tell anyone? Mustn't let the truth be known? Why? Why, Lisa?
Why do you think Ella stood there waiting for them to shoot her? She wanted the blame. She wanted to be known as a traitor. She killed him to keep the world from knowing the truth. If you tell the world the truth, she will have died in vain. If the truth comes out, our people might lose heart and give up the fight.
I should have seen a long time ago. I should have known.
No. No, how could you know? Only what is in your heart. That you knew Ella could not have done so terrible a thing. And in your heart, you were right, Dean. It is the heart that counts. Is it not?
This is Edmund C. Hill, ladies and gentlemen, from Capitol Hill. Arriving at National Airport this morning in a giant transatlantic clipper is a group of lawmakers which has visited 19 countries, inspected defenses and cooperative aid plans and foreign aid loans. Among them are Senators Dean Edwards, Elmer Caraway, David Courtney, and...
Welcome back, my peripatetic senator.
Well, Kincaid.
Where are you headed for?
Now?
Mm-hmm.
A sandwich. Join me?
Pleasure.
You want to hear a story?
Something like a feature story, like you promised?
Uh-huh. If you want to use it.
Tell me a story I won't want to use. Well, you told me.
You're the only one I've told, Kincaid. Not Abernathy Brown, nor any of the members of my traveling party.
Dean.
Yes, Kincaid?
Thanks for the story. I think it'll mean more to me if I don't.
That's why I told it to you. I won't forget what Andre said to me. What is important is the ideas we fight for, the things we believe in. I wish you happiness and strength to keep fighting for the things you believe in.
Our star, Tyrone Power, will return in just a moment.
This is Tyrone Power, ladies and gentlemen. I like America because of the things we take for granted in our way of life. The right to think and talk and vote according to our own dictates. The comforts of our homes, the standard of living, 10,000 other things. But of all our privileges and possessions we take for granted, there is one which makes all the rest possible. And this one we should not take for granted. Because it is something we must guard and cherish and keep bright in our hearts and minds. Our form of government. An example to the world of the heights to which free men may reach.
Next week, may we invite you to again visit our national capital for another absorbing episode of Freedom, USA, starring Tyrone Power. In the interest of good government, we urge you to listen to these important stories from Washington, D.C. Freedom, USA.